משום בעירו, היא הבעיה שאומר השם למוישה, סוף הסורם, ועתנו להם מים. דבר, בעירו של מיריום, דבר את המים, דהי בשתתולת, מוישה, תגיעה ודאם תגיעה, ונגיב את המים על ידי הבעיר. עוז יושי ישראל, את השיר הזו, את עלי בעיר, ענו לו. דהי נסיין את השיר, on the בעיר. ותמי השלך עלי, זה אמר כוסף, כחוי מוכם דבורם ושובו על השם. אמרו אלו, כל טיסו ובורן וכך טויף. פוסק הנשייה. כחוי מוכם דבורם ושובו על השם. אמרו אלו, כל טיסו ובורן וכך טויף. So he says, כחוי מוכם דבורם, the title, what does it mean, כחוי מוכם דבורם? כחוי מוכם דבורם means, הוא דברי ביקוחם. דברי ויכוחים. כל טיסה אובוין, ולא נאמר כל אובוין טיסה, לא הירש, לא ישור, שום רושם מהאובוין. There won't remain a רושם בכלל from the אובוין. The pasuk should have said כל אובוין טיסה. Why is the אובוין, the word אובוין, written after the טיסה? Because על ידי the טיסה, the אבשתה, is מויכל, the Eivishter carries the Avedis upon himself, and made the blight from the Ovoin garnished. Nothing remains from the Ovoin. No Roshim is going to remain from the Ovoin. What does it mean? This is Medrash Shoy Chatoib. The Medrash says, Moshe Lamelech Shekas Abdoi. Was a Melech that had cast on the sun, was upset on the sun. Hoyz Lefon of Evin Gedoylem, so he had a big stone over there, Venishba HaMelech Shuzor Kaboy. The Melech swore, he's going to punish the son by taking his son, by taking the stone and throwing it on the son. It's going to be his punishment. So Maisa afterwards, he had to throw the stone. But he didn't want to throw the stone on the son. It's a big stone. He heard it could be mazik. What did he do? State the medesh katsa. He grinded it. He made it into small pieces. Ba'asot tzerid katanis. Small pebbles. He threw the stone, but he threw it piece by piece. He wasn't mazik his son, but he wasn't mazik zeir. He was mekayim zeir. The melech was goy zeir and throw the stone. He threw the stone. But Tachshani, he wanted to make sure he's not mazik his son because he had a chaman from his son. So he threw the stone, but he's in that's not mazik. How? By breaking it up into small pieces. But in this house, some Russian clown, no Russian remained whatsoever. Do you have a chedic out of the effect?
No.
In this house, some Russian clown, no Russian remained whatsoever. So that's the pshat. Kol tisa ovoin, when David says, kchui machem dvorim, is divre vikuchim. Divre vikuchim means that David says, mizvakech uklal Yisrael. To give them divre musa v'toycheche, to be mekar of them, they should return to the Eibishter. Kol tisa ovoin. When the Eibishter is noisei ovoin, the Eibishter carries the ovoin. The ovoin is not oisei roishim achlal. The Eibishter breaks up the ovoin, and there's no reshim, nothing remains. Because there's the actual ovoin itself, the aveira, and besides the actual aveira itself, there's a reshim, the hashpa that the aveira has on the person. Sometimes the state in Svaram HaKadoshim, sometimes the Rishimah from the Aveda is mazik, the person could affect the person much more than the actual Aveda itself. The person loves an Aveda, and we get right there, okay, the tshuva, but the Rishimah from the Aveda can live. So Agam, you have tshuva, he did tshuva, so the Aveda is kloy hoya. Okay, so the Amachidah's Avoyin is the Aveda is kloy hoya. For my, there's a givitsa pagam. There's a givitsa pagam in the person. So if you say, the marshal, that a person, did something wrong. He went and he stole from someone. He was going to, he stole from someone. He stole once, he stole twice, he stole three times. After the kufa of a year of gnevis, he was stealing, he finally got hold of himself and he started, he did tshuva. He went, he returned the gnevis, the kabbalah found himself not to be going to anymore, not to steal. But the ma'isa, there's a certain effect that it had on the person, that a person got used to a lifestyle of gneva, it's hard to break away. Forget about the tshuva. He did tshuva, everything he did. But Lamai said there's addiction. And if a person gets addicted, it has an effect on the person. The Rishimer from the Aveda sometimes is worse than the actual thing itself that you're doing. Because the thing itself, you can do tshuva and you go weiter. What about the Rishimer from the Aveda? What about the Roshan? The influence that it has on the person that's Mishana, it makes the person into a person, it makes the person to have Natiyas Roish, to have Natiyas that aren't good. So if them look at it, Rabbi Yishlo and Kol Tis Ovin. Kol Tis Ovin means, but the Noisi Ovin that I have, that the Abishah says the Abishah has, the Noisi Ovin, if you Shuvu Al Hashem, if you do Shuvu to Rabbi Yishlo Elam, the Abishah says, Imru Elov Kol Tis Ovin. I'm a Kabbalah upon myself to make sure to be Oike, to rip out that there shouldn't be any Roshim whatsoever from the Aveira, Chas V'Sholem. Even if a person does Shuvu, the Shuvu accomplishes not only that's Mesakin the Aveira, Mekana Lahabo, or it's oike da aveda le mafreya. The state in Gemara state that the chiddik
the
tshuva is yes. Okay, so I'm doing mentioning in Gemara b'chayin lavet. Right.
I look at the duration for that later.
So should I them can understand?
I don't know.
Could be. But the pasuk what it means, pasuk doesn't mean that you aim at tzaddikim. He achieves certain thing. A certain thing to be oimed in this and koich that he has, that tzaddikim don't have, because tzaddikim weren't nichshol.
Right.
And they didn't have the mechshoilis. So no roishim from the aved remains. That you have the tshuva. What? The Gemara says that the chiddik between a chacham that's oike neder and a baal that's made for a neder. Right? If a person makes a neder, the halacha is v'isha makes a neder, the husband could be made for the nether. Right? The Baal is made for. Isha ha'feirom v'ashem yislach lo. Right? But you could also go to a chacham to be oike a nether also. To be mati a nether. The chacham is oike the nether. If you do a sheilat chacham, and you shoil on the nether is oike the nether, the chacham. What's the chilek between a chacham and the Baal? A Baal is made for the nether mikan la'abo. A chacham is oike the nether lemafreya. It's akira. It's as if the nether was never here to begin with. It's called because you've been shoyla the nether. You're saying that if I would have known such and such, I would have never made the nether. So the made of the nether is as if it's null and void from the beginning. But the tzaddikim, Tver Shloim says this word, the tzaddikim have a koyach that when they're merape a person, sayin ruchnis and sayin gashmis. But let's talk about ruchnis. Their koyach harifua is l'mafreya. It's not psa that fix up the problem now. The oike, the problem l'mafreya. A person has a psa pgam, has a psa chesorin, and he has to fix the chesorin. There's two ways to tackle it. You can fix it mekana labo. Okay, let's make a refua. Like many doctors, their refua, the koyach harifua of the doctor is that he takes care of the situation from now on. But they don't go as deep as to be oike the problem to begin with. That there's a root problem that might bring it again. They take care of the situation in the conventional way, on the outside. But some doctors, they'll target the root of the problem. And they'll be oike the whole thing, the mafreya. That says it'll never return what, because the akid, the root, is not there anymore. That's the koich of the chacham. So tshuva, the koich of tshuva, Dr. Rabbi Yishlo Elam, tshuva is not stam. That you take care of the problem, but the roishim remains. The roishim doesn't remain at all. Queen Lacham Devar v'shuvah l'Hashem, imru elov kol tisa ovin. The ovin, it's after the tisa, and there's no ovin whatsoever anymore. The kach toiv, what does kach toiv mean? Haini shetoiv na shetoiv hepech meira. Toiv is hepech meira, right? The ikah Hashem shall yeter horahu ra. The ikah name of the yeter horah is ra. It's called ra. These are Gemara, because Baruch Hu Kodesh Ra, Gemara and Sukkah. The Abish called the Yetzer Hara, he called them Ra. That's the symbol of Ra in the world of the Yetzer Hara, right? And V'kach Toiv means you take Hepech Me'ra, Hepech of the Yetzer Hara, you Oiker. In other words, when you Oiker, when you do Tshuva and you Oiker the Mafreya, so you Oiker the Yetzer Hara the Mafreya. It's as if there was never a begam to begin with. So you Kach Toiv. If tshuva would just be mekana l'habo, just to something from now on, so then the tshuva is, okay, you have the Yetzer Hara there, you fixed it, from now on, right? But there's still a root there, still a problem. The question of tshuva is not stam that you're just fixing the situation that you had. Tshuva can help that you're oitiv the yetahara in ganz. That's what tshuva could accomplish. The chiddush that the Meir Shlach says tshuva could accomplish that a person fixes the root of the problem also. That's the question of tshuva. Tshuva is not stam. Dovido, yivizvade, meklap talchet, and meged vayte. That's not tshuva. Tshuva means yeshuva l'Hashem, you return to the Eibishter. And that returning to the Baruch Hu, that kesha, that vet noilat, by returning to the Eibishter, takes away the chesroinus and makes it bottle and mevutl. V'zeh, that's what the Pasuk says over here. Asoif is ha'om vet nolahem mayim. Sheheitev lem Hashem is bach tipe chayim. Shezehu hetach meirah. The Eibishter gave Klal Yisrael drops of chayim, tipif of chayim, ve'etem lahem mayim. I'm going to give them water. Water from the Be'er Mayim Chayim, from the Be'er Shal Miriam, is tipif chayim, drops of chayim, is hepech of ra. The tam umi achayim, and the idim utoyim from the chayim, ve'oz omru alei be'er, anu hu loshen tza'oka b'koyl rom. Anu lo means they scram b'koyl rom. Then they began to realize that they have this kesha with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. But they got the tipif chayim, the hepech of ra, they came to the realization that the Eibishter helped them being oike the chesroinis the mafreya, and they mekushim chuber to chayim. Atmos vegem Hashem alekeichem chayim kol chamayoyim. The koyach mechayim, the koyach from me mekushim and dovek in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam chayim makes all the chesroinis fall away. The more dveik is a person has in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the less the chesroinis have an effect. The chesroinis fall away. It's miyash of the person. It straightens out the person. So the shiva of a person is, not just to fix his chesroinus and to continue fixing chesroinus. The shiva of a person is to focus, this was a big yisoid in chesidus, a big yisoid in chesidus b'chalal, v'ishbet v'frat. Tshuva can be focused on aveis and be busy with aveis, what a person does, and try to fix them. But then there's another aspect to tshuva, which is the main aspect, which is to focus on the dveikus and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. To be moisiv dveikus in Hashem, to be moisiv in the vatam dveikim Hashem alekechem chayim kilchem ayoyim, to be moisiv in tipe chayim, to take from the be'er shel miriam, to be'er mayim, and the Eibishter to open up a klal Yisrael, and to take drops of chayim, that it helps when you focus on the toiv, and you focus on the asay toiv, you focus on the toiv, which is a hepech hara, who automatically is miyash to the person. The lekim also says adam yoshev heim bevikshu cheshbon yisram, but when you fix, when you medabik yourself in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and in the lekim chayim, so it's miyash to the person, and all the chesron fall away to loyoya. Vadi, you have to do tshuva on aveiros also. You have to do be'iki, the koyach ha'tshuva is, it should be v'shuva al Hashem. It should be alei be'er anu lod, but the loshon tzaka b'kol rom, b'shayi toi to the Eibishter, that they realize that the dovek in the Eibishter, that was the koyach from the be'er shel Miriam, the koyach from the be'er. The koyach be'er means the yidin were yoynik from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, or yoynik from the Eibishter means that emes dveikis b'Hashem. And that dveikis b'Hashem was miyashe, that k'mumish v'leiv automatically. Because there's a dveikus. The yashas akumum shebelev is ike matar of tshuva. Not to be mesakin the chait, no, but to be mesakin the akumum shebelev, the krumkite that's there deep down, that krumkite that's beyond everything what you see. The chesroinus that come out on the outside is one thing, but there's a krumkite, there's akumimus inside, and that akumimus is what a person has to focus on. In the koyach masay toiv, the shaitan pashas nosoi, meshalor chavin chay the caliph, the sur merav asay toiv. The father in the Torah state, I say Asur Meira, and after that I say Toiv. Ot Chazal, or Keveya, that I say Toiv itself is going to the Asur Meira. We say it in Nishbetze, Meir Shaloich. Through the I say Toiv, if you focus on I say Toiv, you medabik yourself in Toiv, you medabik yourself in Hakim Chaim, that itself is going to, that automatically, there's a Asur Meira, automatically, you become a b'china of Asur Meira, you automatically get pulled away from Ra, you automatically are miyash like Mubi Shevelev. So there's two ways a person can focus on fixing himself. As always, there's always the posture way, which is the easier way, could be. The easier way is to fix, you have a problem, you're making a meeting about it, you take care of the situation at hand, take care of the problem at hand, and that's it. And you move along to the next thing. But any businessman will tell you right away that's not the way to do business. Because if you only tackle the issues that come up, but you don't go to the root, that issues shouldn't happen to begin with, that's going to happen again. Of course, you have on staff people that are there to help take care of the situation when it arises. But you can also have a matara for making sure that to begin with there isn't a problem. You fix the nekuda. You go to the you analyze what's the root. core of the chazaron. And the yid has to be mizbainin and be shayif to adargis and dveikis na lekim chayim, dveikis na rebayin shalolom, to be miyasha kemum shalev, to have a unique from the Be'er Shal Miriam, which is shaykh afil kayoim. Even today, shaykh to have a unique from Be'er Shal Miriam, the Be'er Mayim Chayim, the rebayin shalolom gives, the shaykh, all the Yoshi Yisrael, the Shia, the Le'er Be'er Anulo, the Yidin were yoinik from the Tipin Chayim, and that itself was miyasha, so the mesakin, it straightened out the lev, and the chesaron fell away kaloy hoya, and that's the ikir darga of tshuva. The dog of Shuvah is kol tisa ovoin the kach toiv. That's what shiva of a person is. That's what the shida of klali was the moedik shida. Stating some magdoshim, why grows the zach about the shida. And according to the Meish Loich, one of the big zach of the shida was that the yidden was mizboinin. Shida comes from a certain gleichkeit, a certain straightness of the heart. Or is the rule of tzaddik al yisrael leiv simcha. Simcha comes from a Yisrael Leif. If a person has a gleiche heart, he has a straight heart, he has a gleiche heart that's noki from the Yetzer Hara as much as possible, that's called, that brings about the more Simcha a person has, the more Yisrael Leif a person has, the more Simcha he has. Tzadikim and Sameach, because they have a Yisrael Leif. Right? Also, love it to me, also, Mother Tzchoik Pino. Everyone's going to have a Yisrael Leif. So there will be an Emes of Simcha Valdeman. Kayoim, there's a Simcha not Beshlemis, because we're missing. But Yisrael Leiv, a person has a Yashrus Leiv, a straight heart, that Kmumis, there's no Krumkeit over there, there's no Akmumis, that brings about Simcha. So Emes is Shida, that the Yidin sang Shida came from singing from a Yashrus Leiv. It came from the Yenike, from the Be'er Mayim Chaim, the Dveikis Nelikim Chaim, the Darga of Kol Tisa Ova and Vekach Toiv. That brought about the Shida for Klal Yisrael. And that's the big sheet over here that we see this big parasha that we can be mezdal, that we can be mechaba ourselves, we can connect to Alidei the Kriya, Alidei the Libet, and the parasha is to be zoich to this dag of shira, to simcha amitis, to emes simcha, to be miyasha, akumum b'shalev.
Just through tshuva.
Through the emes dag of tshuva.
To take out the
emes, there's parsha tshuva, and then there's the tshuva amitis, the emes of tshuva. Others say that this could be the chilek between tshuva meyira and tshuva meyava. Tshuva meyira is a more simple tshuva. On the Aved itself, the Tshuva Me'ahav, because you're scared of what the Aved that you did. Tshuva Me'ahav means that you have Ahav to the Eibishter, you're Dovik Nelikim Chayim, and that brings about the Tshuva Me'ahav. That's why Tshuva Me'ahav is doing the Nasa Gishkogos. You take care of the Aved, you fix it, but the Shkoga happened.
Right.
Something happened, you're still affected by it. If you do Tshuva Me'ahav, you still have the Pagam, because even the Shogi has the Pagam. The Horaya, the Shogi is not gaining goals. The Shogi still has the Pagam. Right, Meshom Yeteresha, a person that goes to Shogi gather, still has a begam, still something affected him. But Tshuva Me'ahav, that's oiki, to begam, to begin with, there's no begam. It's doing this not like Gezochiyos. Okay, it's stated in the Nifnim. Ishbet says, doing this not like Gezochiyos, because the Aveda itself, Betim is a schuf. This is a begam that happens on the day of the Aveda. But the actual pool itself is Betim, he did it off from Hashem. But it's a begam because he did the Yopagim. And you're poking yourself by doing something wrong. And that begam, tshuva me'ahava, wipes away. So you left with the chusim. Left with the zachiyos. That's the chilik between tshuva me'ahava and tshuva me'ahava. Tshuva me'ahava is a pnimi stick of tshuva that brings about a yashas alev. It fixes the root of the problem because you have a havas Hashem. That was the chilik between the Yidin by Ma'amid HaSinai and Yidin by Kabbalah Satorah again by Yimei HaShvedish. By Ma'amid HaSinai, there was a yir, there was a pachat. So the Makabal the Tshuva, they would cover the Kabbalah the Torah be kfir. Well, still, it didn't affect them 100%. But the Yidin by Yimei HaShvedish, they'd mehava sanez, the Makabal the Tshuva mehava, Makabal the Torah mehava, and that was a full Kabbalah the Torah and everything. I get in there of Shabbos Yidin. Take care.
Where's the
S'chus
when you do that
Aveir? According to Meir Shloich, the S'chus when you do that Aveir is, Meir Shloich, he said this. He did it off from Hashem. The Aveir wanted to do that Aveir. But he did it. The Eibush wouldn't have wanted to do the Aveda, you wouldn't have been able to do it. So basically he did a schus. Still, so the mighty chapit. This is it. But the mighty, you did something wrong. The Torah said not to do it, you did it.
Yeah.
The Eibush wanted to do it, or the mighty you're poiking, there's a pagam over here. Right? On that you have to do tshuva. Right? And the tshuva may have a help to be to take away the pagam mamish, you're left with the schus. But only if you do tshuva me'ahav, if you do tshuva me'ira, you're not left with the chuf, because the pagam is still there, so you might be affecting yourself. So it becomes a shogig. So they write you the tshuva, so you fixed it, it's not going to make it to show you, but still it began with it.